Good morning, Sauro.
Good morning, Andrea.
We are in Greece and we are in our background running the generator to fill up the pump of the community, and we have many community in the same condition. You are part of the Lavenir team. Can you upgrade our listener about what's going on, what's happening in these days for recover the situation of the roads and the water and electrical situation?
Well, immediately in the first day itself, we coordinate with all the other group, LRM, Security Service, Road Service, for clearing the road. On Saturday, all the major group met, and it was decided to establish an help desk that receive all the offer for people that want to volunteer and collaborate into the reconstruction, and receive all the request of need and direct it to the relevant group. We have decided to constitute the relief account, which will be subdivided into different categories for housing and building recovery, for forest restoration, and for infrastructure, for example. A coordination committee has been established yesterday, and we start working this morning from the town hall with the support of Lavenir and the housing service and the working committee. And this coordination committee will refer all the requests and needs to the various groups. For example, all building damage and repair will be addressed to the housing service. Infrastructure and damage in the green belt area will be referred to Lavenir, and Lavenir is now, we are coordinating with the green group, both the farm and forest group, to assess the damage. Which the first impression, I feel that the most relevant damage is really related to the vegetation and the forest area. Another important element is the most critical one at the moment, is that regarding the power and the water situation, which is the most critical. It will take some time to restore the power because there are quite a big number of pole and both high tension and low tension connection which has been damaged, and the supply of the replacement will take a few days, minimum 8-10 weeks. Yesterday, a delegation has met the director for power and distribution.
You talk about 8-10 weeks?
I will say minimum 8-10 days, but it may take more weeks. I mean, maybe 8-10 days for the restoration for the first place, and other may take some weeks, some more time. I mean, unless, but most probably we are hoping to have some special support. Yesterday, a delegation has met the director of district power distribution of Tamil Nadu that was in Cuddalore, so we are contacting also the authority at this level. And for the moment, the most critical need is related for water. We have three generators running all around Auroville for recharging the water pump of the various community, and also to help the village around. We have decided to buy and rent additional generator so that this situation can be faced in a more optimal way, and because already happened a couple of days in many situations that water pump could be refilled when the water tank were already empty. With the availability of additional generator, we hope that to help more in this situation.
About the guest, now we are in guest season, what we can say to the guest?
Well, the guests are welcome to stay here, and if they want to collaborate and volunteer in the effort for the relief and restoration, they are even most welcome. I mean, I would say the place is safe. I mean, we have some discomfort due to the communication problem and due to the especially to the lack of power. But even the guest house, they got some priority for getting refilled in the water, their water tank. I mean, as we are trying to do as much as possible to restore a kind of normal life in a very short time. Already the road communication are fully open, and with this additional effort we are trying for the water, which is the area where we are concentrating above all now, that it would be possible to give a kind of normal life, maybe with some candle, but that is part of their real life for a lot of time.
So maybe we'll experience it like the 70s.
70, 80s, a bit of 90. I remember we had a cyclone in 2000 and we have been for 10 days without electricity. That is, we have already trained them in somehow, and we were quite used until recently to have a lot of power cut.
Sauro, regarding the situation with the people, there was somebody getting injured or something like that?
Well, there has been some casualty in Cadalore and Pondicherry, but luckily no major casualty in our ville, as far as we know. There are no victims, especially we want to reassure all guests and family which they don't have new, because we have received quite a few inquiries these days about people that they're trying to connect and contact their family members, and they were not able to contact them. Contact communication has been difficult for some time because of the damage of the telephone connection, including the cellular connection, because some tower got damaged. But except this, I mean, there is no casualty here in our ville. We had a lot of damage, especially to forest and farm, as I said before, but there is no casualty, luckily. I would add that as L'Avenir, we are, and with the electrical service, we are right now investing to have underground cable all over the area of Auroville. The Matrimandir and Bart Nivers area have already been connected. Before March, the entire residential zone will be connected with underground cable. That will avoid that in future similar damage and similar situation of uneasiness will happen again, or will happen in a much lower manner than it is now.
So can I put us on another question?
Yes.
Regarding this topic of put the underground cable for the electricity, which community, residential zone will be in your priority list to finalize this part of this project?
The entire sector 1 and 2, the residential zone. That means all the area between Samasti and the Crown Road. I mean, because it's going to connect all the major cables. So that is so the entire residential zone will benefit of this. Yeah.
And when more or less it can be a date? Which date is on the paper?
Without the cyclone, our deadline was for 31st March.
With the cyclone?
With cyclone, we have a legal obligation to have by 31st March.
Okay, it will be 31st. Thank you very much. Thank you.
I would just add one more thing for the Aurovillian that can listen. I mean, that to get in touch with the coordination committee help desk that is in the town hall for any need or for any help to that they want to offer, but especially for need to go there, and they will get all the information and assistance.
Thank you very much.